From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The ringleader behind the Paris attacks was killed in a raid. France has confirmed the suspected ringleader in last week's Paris attacks was killed in a police raid Wednesday. Officials said he has been implicated in 4 of 6 foiled attacks in the country this year. The Paris prosecutor's office said the bullet-riddled body of Abdelhamid Abaoud, a Belgian national of Moroccan descent, was found inside an apartment targeted in the 7-hour police raid in Saint-Denis, a northern suburb of Paris. He was identified from fingerprints. Abaoud, who was 27 or 28 years old, had been linked to an April attack on a church in which one person was killed and to an August attack on a high-speed train that was thwarted by 3 young Americans. French Interior Minister Bernard Castaneda said France only found out after last week's attacks that Abaoud was in Europe. European Union interior ministers will hold crisis talks in Brussels Friday to discuss security issues raised by the Paris attacks. French lawmakers voted Thursday to extend a state of emergency declared after Friday's attacks by 3 months. The National Assembly approved the measure, and the Senate is expected to vote on it on Friday. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said state of emergency rules are necessary because of the broad risk of terrorist attacks, including, he said, the possible use of chemical or biological weapons. Emergency rules allow police officers to carry their weapons while off duty. Western officials, as well as allies in the Middle East, are trying to keep a close watch on what may be an ambitious and growing chemical weapons program by the Islamic State terror group. This is VOA News. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls issued the latest warning about the chemical weapons Thursday following the terror attacks on Paris. Until now, some of the loudest concerns have been voiced by Kurdish officials who repeatedly have accused Islamic State fighters of trying to employ chemical weapons in Iraq and Syria. The Kurdistan Regional Government Intelligence Agency Director Lahore Talabani told VOA in an interview they are in laboratories in Mosul and Raqqa busy with making chemical weapons. The United Nations Refugee Agency says 3 Balkan countries have shut their borders to migrants from states that are not directly engulfed in war.
Border procedures have changed in 3 countries. Macedonia is screening out certain nationalities, which is Morocco, Sri Lanka, Congo, Liberia, and Pakistan. Serbia is only allowing certain nationalities, which is people from Syria, from Iraq, and from Afghanistan, and only if they have some kind of papers to prove who they are.
That is Milita Sunjic, a UNHCR spokeswoman in Serbia. Serbia has already turned back to Macedonia some 200 migrants, and Macedonia has not let them back in, Sunjic said, leaving them stuck in no man's land. Although the White House labored Thursday to keep Democrats from joining an embarrassing rebuke of President Barack Obama as House Republicans push legislation toward approval of what would erect fresh hurdles for Syrian and Iraqi refugees trying to enter the United States, they failed, did the Obama administration, in a stinging rebuke to President Obama by Republicans as well as members of his own party. The House did ignore a veto threat and overwhelmingly has approved Republican legislation erecting fresh hurdles for Syrian and Iraqi refugees trying to enter the United States. President Obama had threatened to veto, but there is a possibility that so many people have voted against the bill or voted for the Republican bill that it would be veto-proof. 2 Palestinian attacks targeting Israelis killed 5 people Thursday in one of the bloodiest days for Israel in a nearly 2-month-long wave of Palestinian stabbings and other attacks. In the first incident, a knife-wielding Palestinian man stabbed 2 Israelis in a Tel Aviv office building before being detained by bystanders and handed over to police, according to witnesses. Israeli state radio said security forces were searching for another person who apparently assisted the attacker. Israeli later on Thursday, 3 people, one confirmed as Israeli and another believed to be the assailant, were killed in a shooting and car attack near a Jewish settlement south of Jerusalem. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.